Welcome back to Insight Music on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. Across the region, guitarist Ross Hammond and drummer John Bafis are known separately for their songwriting, their performances, and in John's case, for painting, too. But the two have teamed up for some interesting projects, including a new album of improvised music titled Masonic Lawn. The music has had a digital release, but the guys also made 50 custom copies of the album that included a Polaroid picture. And that's one of the stories they shared when they came to our studio to perform live. So here's Ross Hammond explaining why the album was named Masonic Lawn, which happens to be a place near their home base, Gold Lion Arts.
We both rehearse and record there, and the Masonic Lawn is the cemetery that's right across the street from us.
Mm-hmm.
And so Didn't you think so? We thought it would be like apropos to do a project kind of, you know, our daily routine, I guess, kind of dedicated to that. So we recorded and then we took a bunch of Polaroids of the different scenery inside the cemetery and used those as the cover.
So each of those 50 albums has one of the Polaroids.
Yes.
Very cool. None of this was written down, John? You just improvised through the whole recording?
Yeah, pretty much. There are ideas behind all the tunes, and so it's not necessarily reinventing the wheel each time. There are, you know, melodic and rhythmic kind of motifs that exist in a very loose form, but yeah, largely improvised.
Hmm. In some of your music, you have very separate sounds, but coming together has seemed like a bit of a natural fit. What do you think's going on with the music between the two of you, John?
It's been really easy. I mean, we've been playing together for a long time. It's never felt forced or difficult at all. We usually can just sit down and say go, however long it needs to be. We never seem to find ourselves, you know, stuck in any weird spots. It's always pretty fluid feeling.
We're both equally angry, so that's why it works, you know. You know, I think it works better if we don't talk about the music. If we just play, if we just listen to one another and make it work like we're having a conversation, then I think the music in the end is, if we're improvising, the music in the end is better.
Ross Hammond and John Bafis. So what's the attraction then about Masonic Lawn?
I would always see that sign and I just always thought it was really interesting. Mm-hmm. And I've always thought that Freemasons and stuff were always kind of an interesting entity, very mysterious. And
but you just thought it
know
was a great
it's a beautiful
place.
Cemetery. And yeah. I see Masonic Lawn every day.
There's a
and
really
I wrote
cool
it in my
sign.
Notebook probably 3 years ago and said, I'm going to use that title for something someday.
So. Tell me about some of the Polaroids, and you literally just glued them on to the album covers.
My daughter Lola and I did the Polaroids. We took a day and we went into the cemetery, and I gave her the camera, and I was like, honey, just shoot everything, shoot whatever you want. So she was, She was a trooper.
So we tell everyone how old she is.
She's seven.
It's a big job for a seven-year-old.
Yeah, she has a photo credit on the back of the record. All the photos goes to Lola Hammond. Putting it together, we wrote on the photos like you do a Polaroid, you know, a little with a Sharpie. And then we glued them onto these CD covers and put the CD inside. And then we put everything into a plastic sleeve. Yeah, I think they look really cool.
Let's listen to more music from Ross Hammond and John Bayfus and their album Masonic Lawn. Ross Hammond and John Bayfus. The new album is Masonic Lawn. You can find it digitally. How many instruments do you play? And talk about what you just played in this song.
I'll play 6-string guitar, 12-string guitar, a little banjo. I mean, I'm from Kentucky originally, so I try to get my roots in when I can. This year, I started really concentrating on playing what's called steel guitar. It's a resonator guitar, which is the type of guitar that has a hubcap in it. And I've been concentrating on playing the lap style. So you put it on your lap and you use a steel bar. It's kind of a primitive way to play, but I'm really addicted to it because, you know, you get that kind of human voice, the vocal quality of playing the notes.
You've been focusing on your painting as well. So how are you balancing the two?
It's a bit of a trade-off. At least for the last few years, since my daughter was born, I haven't painted much. And I got into a really active period this entire year. Started turning into the idea of having a show, which just came down. It was up at the Wall Public Market Gallery, and I ended up making a bunch of stuff. But as far as the balance goes, you know, I can kind of only choose one thing, and I can usually go days and months without painting, but I can't go days or even single day without working on drums. So I kind of generally, that's the choice.
The cool thing about an improvised record is that we're not writing songs, so it's we can record as much or as little as we want. And I still enjoy playing live with John, and so now at least we have something at our gigs that if people want to buy or check out, they can. But it's just, I think for both of us, it's just another like bookmark in the music that we make and we'll continue to make. And you know, when we're 70, we can look back and like, oh yeah, I did this with this joker. That's how I look at it anyway.
You'll still be playing together then, don't you think?
Yeah, we'll be on.
I wouldn't doubt it.
We'll probably be back on Insight.
Okay, I'll still be here too then.
All right, we'll make a deal. Yeah, I mean, John and I are both full-time musicians. I mean, that's basically, we're dads and full-time musicians. And I think the older I get, I'm 40, and it's totally different than when I was 25. Because, you know, if I'm playing to my peers at 25 and people are coming out to see me, well, by the time they're 30, a lot of them are married, a lot of them have kids, a lot of them don't come out. So as an artist, you know, there's not really a model that everyone can follow. Like, while you're creating your art, you also have to create your own career, create your model of how you're going to do things, and you have to ultimately survive.
Ross Hammond and John Bayfus. The new album is available on Ross's Bandcamp and Spotify pages. It's titled Masonic Lawn. Their next gig together, by the way, is at Cupro's in Midtown Sacramento on Friday, January 19th. And for more music, check out our website, capradio.org/insight. This is Insight Music on Capital Public Radio.